Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this morning's devotions. We're starting a little bit early, about 15 minutes. I have a doctor's appointment I have to be at 20 minutes after 8, so we're going to get through the devotions this morning, and then I have to head for the doctor. I've been having a little bit of problem with my legs. I've got an infection in the legs, and that they're trying to get it out with antibiotics, but it's not working too well, so I go back to the doctor today to find out what else they can do for it. But today we're going to look at a woman in the Bible today. So let's start with a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for your love. I just pray now that you'll guide and direct everything that's done here, that we might get something out of this devotional that we can use in our own life. And we give the praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want to look this morning at a woman by the name of Joanna. Joanna. You know, there's not a whole lot that we know about her. However, I do feel that we can learn a little bit from the from her characteristics, and we could probably use them in our own life. You know, there's only two places where her name is used, and it's interesting how she was used by the Lord. You know, even though there's not much given of her life, we know how important it was to the Lord, because she is named in the Word of God. We need to realize that anybody that's named in the Bible, they were there for a reason, and Joanna is no different. The first thing I see is this: she was loyal. She was loyal. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 3, it says, "And Joanna, the wife of Chiza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance." You know, as we see, her husband was one of Herod's steward. We need to look at the ungodly man Herod for just a minute and see the loyalty that Joanna had to have. Now, Herod was one of the worst or most wicked rulers that the Jews had up to that point. Herod was the son of Herod the Great, who was the in rule when Christ was born. He was the one who had all of the babies killed under the age of 3. Herod was given an inheritance of 1/4 of the kingdom his father, Herod the Great, had. He continued where his father had left off and was a very wicked ruler. You know, he taxed the people unfairly. He would treat his servants harshly. He was not a very nice person. And I was looking at this when I was doing this. I got to thinking of the taxation here in the United States. It was no different then as it is now in how we are taxed. No matter how bad Joanna and her husband were treated by Herod, they continued to be loyal to him, and he took care of their substance. You know, many times when we are treated badly, it's hard to take and be loyal to somebody. If you're not treated good, it's hard to take and stay loyal to that person. It's hard to say, well, you know what, I'm going to stick with them through thick and thin. But she was also loyal to the Lord. She was a follower of the Lord and helped in his efforts. You know, no doubt she had followed much like Nicodemus did. She followed in secret. She no doubt could not follow him openly because of the position that her husband had in Herod's courts. There are many who had to follow in secret because the Gentiles or the Romans would take and have them beheaded. But so she was loyal in what she did. She was loyal in giving to the efforts of the Lord while he was here on earth. Not only that, but she was also loving. She was loyal, and then she was loving. In Luke chapter 8 and verse 3, it says, "And Joanna, the wife of Chiza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him in the Sabbath. But look what she was. She was married to a man by the name of Chiza. And she had no doubt to take care of her husband's needs and take care of the things there. We don't know if she had any children or not. She had to love her husband. No doubt he came home at night and told her everything that was going on and how bad Herod was and how he had killed so many men that day and everything. And she may have comforted him, even though she may have had a bad day herself. You know, that's what a wife needs to do, is take and comfort their husband when things are going bad. You know, I'm sure that he did not make a lot of money. He may have had to rely on what he was given by Herod to support his family and his wife. But she was not only was loved her husband, but she also loved the Lord. You know, she ministered unto him of her substance. Now, these people did not have much to give, but they gave of what they had to help the Lord as he was in his ministry. It was the same way with Paul. When Paul was in his ministry journey, there's a lot of people that helped Paul, and they gave of a necessity, not out of substance. They gave out of giving heart, not out of necessity. You know, Jesus did not need for them to give any money or goods. After all, he was God in flesh. However, he was trying to teach the disciples they needed to rely on those who would be supplying for them throughout their ministry. You know, more than likely, Joanna and these other women had more to give than the poor did, and they made sure that they gave what they could. You know, we need to give out of the abundance that God has given to us and further the work here in Florence. You know, God has allowed us to have so much here at the church. You know, we have the food bank, we have our teen ministries, we have men's fellowship, we have men's prayer breakfast, we have a lot of different ministries going on at this church. But we have we've got a Christian school that we have, which allows us to train a new generation of men and women for the honor and glory of God. We have a counseling ministry, which I work at in depth and able to take and help people that way. Each of us need to realize the importance of what God has given to us for his honor and his glory. But not only that, but she was also long-lasting. First, she was loyal. Second, she was loving. Third, she is long-lasting. In Luke chapter 24, verse 10, it says, "It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles." Here we see her being one of the women who went to the grave the third day after Jesus had been crucified, and she witnessed the grave being empty. You know, here we see that she could have gone and followed no more, just like a lot of other people did after Jesus died. She could have believed not, and as so many others did. She could have fled and hid so that she would not be found out that she was a follower of the Lord. You know, here she is, very early in the morning, before the sun came up, going to the tomb of someone who she didn't know was going to be there or be gone. They went to the tomb thinking they were going to anoint his body. But you know what? He wasn't there. She was not afraid to be seen among by anyone going to the grave of the Lord that morning. You know, what a shock it had to be for them women to go and look into the grave and see that it was empty. You know, when the women saw the tomb empty, they knew that their eyes had been opened, and they knew that Jesus had done just exactly as he said that he would do. He would raise again the third day. You know, because of the long-lasting love that only she had for the Savior, she was there at the resurrection of the Lord. You know, she had been long-lasting, giving her substance, but she was more long-lasting by giving of herself. You know, we need to stick to it. Once the Lord calls us to do something, we need to stick at it. We need to be long-lasting. We need to continue to do it until he calls us into something else. You know, we as Christians need to be long-lasting. We need to continue to do what God has called us to do. You know, there are those who come to church on Easter and Christmas thinking that it's enough and they're a strong Christian. Well, that's not it at all. You cannot grow by coming to church twice a year. You cannot grow by not reading your Bible. You cannot grow by not praying. We have to take and you have to grow and in the Lord. You know, these people that come on Easter and Christmas, they never get involved in any of the ministry of the church. They never give to the church to further the cause of Christ. They never lead anybody to the Lord. They live their lives for their own honor and glory instead of the honor and glory of the Lord. You know, here we see a woman who was long-lasting to the Lord, even after he had been ridiculed and scourged and crucified on the cross. You know, there were many who believed by the time the Lord was crucified that Joanna's husband may have died, but we have no proof of that at all. Now, we need to realize this. Here we see a woman who was loyal, she was loving, she was long-lasting, and her tribute was in the Word of God. Think of how many people over the decades have read her name in God's Word. And that was a tribute to her because of the life that she lived. You know, God's Word is so everyone who reads it knows exactly what it says. You know, we need to look at Joanna's life and realize that there's always something more that we can do. You know, think about Joanna for just a minute. Here she is. She's married. Her husband is a steward in Herod's court, and yet she had to follow secretly for fear of death. But yet she did it. And, you know, there's a time coming, folks, and I want you to listen to this very carefully, that we may have to follow in secret. We may have to follow in secret, but we're still going to be saved. We're still going to be on our way to heaven. But we need to realize that we need to be in church now, because someday this church may not be able to operate. And we need to realize that we need to be in God's house whenever we can. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for your love. I pray now that you'll guide and direct us. Be with us, I pray, as we go through the day. Help us to have a good day today. Help us to have a good weekend in church. And we'll give the praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. This coming Sunday, we're going to have Western Sunday. We're going to have a fish boil after church. We're going to have, I'm smoking ribs. We got all kinds of food. We got all kinds of things going on. So make sure you come this Sunday, 9 o'clock for Sunday school, 10 o'clock for church. And I hope to see you all there. You guys all have a good weekend, and we'll see you Sunday morning. Amen. Thanks, Dana.